Before we get into today's podcast, I want to offer you a powerful free resource. We often hear from listeners looking for answers to those who claim God cannot exist for a variety of scientific reasons. But science actually supports the existence of God, which is why I want to offer you a free download called God's Not Dead. It explores scientifically how our own cosmos points to a creator in three clear areas. Again, this powerful resource is yours absolutely free, so why not download God's Not Dead for free right now at premierinsight.org/resources. That's premierinsight.org/resources. Now, here's today's podcast.
The C.S. Lewis Podcast with Alistair McGrath.
Thank you for listening to the show that brings you the thought and theology of C.S. Lewis with me, Ruth Jackson. Discover more about Lewis by visiting premierunbelievable.com, where you can also find lots of great articles, resources, and podcasts. And you can also register there for the chance to win a free book. If you enjoy listening to the C.S. Lewis Podcast, please do consider rating and reviewing it. But now for today's show.
Over the next few episodes, we're going to be looking at C.S. Lewis as a spiritual mentor, and I'm absolutely delighted to be joined once again by Professor Alistair McGrath, who, like Lewis, was raised in Northern Ireland. He came to faith from atheism, studied at Oxford University, and went on to become a professor there. Alistair has written numerous books on C.S. Lewis, including a seminal biography, C.S. Lewis, A Life. Alistair, C.S. Lewis is arguably best known as a master storyteller. Many people's initial introduction to this Oxford academic is through the Narnia Chronicles. But if we sort of circle back a little bit, why was story so important for C.S. Lewis?
Well, Lewis and his close friend J.R.R. Tolkien used to meet regularly in the 1920s to talk about precisely this point. Why is it that stories seem to be so important? And the answer they came to really is they resonate with something deep within us, perhaps planted there by God, which in effect leads us to discover the deepest things in life by stories rather than by arguments. And I think the point you're making is very, very good. Publishers very often tell me that when they look at the way in which people buy books and read books, people very often are drawn to C.S. Lewis because of his stories, and then they discover the more reflective books like Mere Christianity and so on. So you're right, it really is very, very important. And that's why I think Lewis began to realize that stories were not simply an artificial way of talking about Christianity. They were an entirely natural way of talking about Christianity. I mean, look at the New Testament. It tells stories. It reflects on why these matter, what they mean. So in many ways, what Lewis was doing is in effect saying, I know all about stories. In fact, I can even tell stories. Maybe this is a way in which I can begin to do my own way of storytelling, and in doing so, actually, help people to discover what Christianity is all about.
Do we know if there were particular stories that impacted C.S. Lewis throughout his life? I suppose particularly his childhood.
Well, we do. We know he loved things like Squirrel Nutkin and the writings of E.L. Nesbitt, people like that. And I think these were things that really spoke to him very powerfully at an imaginative and emotional level. And I think, if you like, they're almost opened up to him a world which is bigger than that which he knew. I think that helped Lewis to realize that perhaps we only have as human beings a limited glimpse or grasp of a bigger reality, and literature can be a way of, in effect, getting a glimpse of this bigger picture and perhaps even entering into it. So Lewis, I think, was very much aware that stories very often were ways of giving us an imaginative expansion of our vision and enabling us to see more than pure reason on its own was able to do. So Lewis, I think, realized at an early stage just how important writing is.
And were there any other ways that those specific stories impacted or shaped his thinking or his life at all?
Well, I think Lewis realized that stories are not simply something he enjoyed reading, but maybe something he could also tell. And so, if you like, you know, not everybody who enjoys reading stories is going to be a storyteller. But I think what I see in Lewis's career is his gradual realization of his own distinct calling to be a storyteller, who'd be able to narrate Christianity, in effect, tell the Christian story in new ways, reaching new audiences. And again, that, perhaps that's a very obvious vocation for someone who's a literary scholar, but nevertheless, the point is, Lewis is making a broader point that actually, if there's anybody listening to this podcast who has literary gifts, well, maybe this could be something you think about very, very seriously. This might be somewhere where you could make a difference.
It wasn't just his vocation that story came into, was it? I know that the concept of myth had quite a significant part in his conversion. Would you just articulate what Lewis meant by myth and what impact that played in his conversion?
Yes, I think that's a very good point. Lewis was an academic literary scholar, so he knew all about myth. And in everyday English, the word myth means something very old-fashioned we've now dropped altogether, something that's out of date, irrelevant. That's a fabrication, not truth. For Lewis and for J.R.R. Tolkien, myth means something that takes the form of a story, but actually communicates deep truths. And sometimes those truths might be real. And that was really the central insight that lay behind Lewis's discovery of 1931, that Christianity is a true myth. It takes the form of a story that captures your imagination, but it conveys truth, not simply somebody's desires or aspirations. So in many ways, what Lewis is doing is using this word myth to express something that captures your imagination, that can communicate something really deep, really significant. And in the case of Christianity, it's also trustworthy and true. And Lewis began to realize his own specialist interest in the myths of ancient Greece, the myths of the Nordic nations, and storytelling in general really equipped him to retell the Christian story in ways that would be able to capture the imaginations and hearts of his modern readership.
And J.R.R. Tolkien was quite significant in helping him to understand that, wasn't he?
Well, he was. I think that Lewis was always very, very clear that Tolkien was the man who really helped him to make that final, vitally important transition from simply believing in God to believing in Christianity. And the problem really was that Lewis could say, look, there's a God. Okay, I get that. And that helps him make sense of some things. But I don't see how Jesus fits into this at all. I mean, why do we need stories about Jesus when we've got this idea of God? And Tolkien helped him to see that, in effect, Christianity told a story that captured the imagination and communicated truth, and the truth could not be disconnected from the story. So you got them both together. And Lewis began to realize that this was exciting. He suddenly read the New Testament in a new way, but also began to realize this means I can use stories to communicate the Christian faith. It was really a pivotal moment in Lewis's career.
The C.S. Lewis Podcast with Alistair McGrath.
We're going to take a quick break now, but if you are enjoying today's show, please do consider rating it and leaving a review on your podcast platform so that other people can discover it too.
Did you know that this month marks the fourth anniversary of Premier Insight, the ministry that brings you this podcast? While it's a real season of celebration, there's also a very real financial challenge that must be met this month. Due to rising costs and the pressure of inflation, there's a $35,000 gap that must be closed this month to keep Premier Insight moving forward with strength. That's why I'm asking you to give a special anniversary gift to keep programs like this podcast on the air and equip a generation of Christians to live out their faith with clarity, conviction, and confidence. Simply go to premierinsight.org/C.S. Lewis. That's premierinsight.org/C.S. Lewis. Thank you for your support.
The C.S. Lewis Podcast with Alistair McGrath.
Welcome back to the show. We would love to hear your thoughts and ideas. Do get in touch on social media at Premier Unbelievable. Now let's return to the conversation. you've definitely touched on this already, but why did imagination play such an important part in writing? So that's not quite the same as story, but the two are clearly linked together, aren't
they? That's right. The two are linked, but you're quite right to say that they're different in many ways. I think what Lewis realized is that a logical argument could communicate truth, but truth can be very, very dull, very, very uninteresting. And what Lewis realized is that, in his words, imagination is the organ of meaning. That imagination enables you to realize why something is so exciting, why something is so important. If like, it's about a passionate truth that captures your whole person, not simply an argument that enters your head. And what Lewis is really saying is that Christianity is talking about that deeper kind of truth, something that is true, yes, but is something absolutely transformative and transfiguring, something that really excites you and moves you deeply at an emotional and aesthetic level. So Lewis is really talking about different levels of that word truth. There's truth about being right. Well, that's important. But listen, something can be right, but it's completely irrelevant. You know, I mean, 2 and 2 make 4. I mean, that's right. But I mean, it doesn't give you a reason to get up in the morning, really, does it? And what Lewis is saying, that Christianity communicates these deep truths using the form of story. And because each of us has our own story, this can transform our stories, the way we live, not just the ways we think.
There's an amazing quote here from Myth Became Fact about the fact that there are things that myths can achieve that facts maybe not be able to. He says, now as myth transcends thought, incarnation transcends myth. The heart of Christianity is a myth, which is also a fact. The old myth of the dying God without ceasing to be myth comes down from the heaven of legend and imagination to the earth of history. It happens at a particular date in a particular place, followed by definable historical consequences. By becoming fact, it does not cease to be myth. That is the miracle. I suspect that some men have derived more spiritual substance from myths that they did not believe than from the religion they professed. I mean, that's very powerful, isn't it?
It's very powerful. And it also, I think, helps us see why Lewis realized that actually he could use pagan myths as a way to kind of get round the watchful dragons of rationalism. And in fact, by telling these stories, it really captivated people's imaginations. But Lewis, I think, is just making the point that really at the heart of the Christian faith is this idea of the incarnation, which is a wonderful thing. And Lewis there began to unpack what it meant. So I think there's a lot in the passage you just quoted.
And I guess he wrote that a little bit later in his life, didn't he? But that's presumably something that started with this conversation with Tolkien, but that's really sort of ruminated throughout his life.
Absolutely. It started back in 1931. And Lewis there is looking back and saying, I can now just see how really important that is, and wants his friends and all his readers to know that as well.
Well, in light of all that, I suppose that's one thing for it to work for him, and he's a master storyteller. But how can we use stories to explain Christianity, to articulate the Christian faith?
Well, Lewis says at one point that actually, if God chose to use myths to reveal himself, then we need to learn how to appreciate these if we're going to kind of way appreciate God. And I think that actually I've taken that to heart, I have to say, that that really, Although I continue to enjoy abstract argumentative works, actually I can see exactly what Lewis is getting at. The story works at a different level. In effect, a story is not just something you listen to and absorb, it affects your own story. And also it really does engage the imagination. So I think in many ways what Lewis is doing here is to invite us to think about how we might actively cultivate understanding what stories are all about, what our own story is, and what the story of Christ might do for our own story, and indeed how even the story of C.S. Lewis might speak to us, because it suddenly means that you have access to a lot more, like the stories of your friends that could help you think things through or live things out. And many of what Lewis is really trying to say to us is everything you need is there. You've just got to appreciate how important it is and learn how to use these things well and properly.
Now, the Christian story clearly changed Lewis's life and consequently many after him. How do we allow the Christian story to shape our own story? Because the two are clearly intertwined, aren't they?
Well, they are. When he was writing Surprised by Joy, which of course is his autobiography, Lewis once said that really it's only when you can we get towards the end of your life you can see how the whole thing hangs together. And someone who's in that position now, I can say that makes sense, actually. But what Lewis is really saying is that a story is a very good way of tracking meaning, purpose, and development. Looking at your own story, you can see where you've come from, where you're going. And actually, it's a very good way of just checking yourself and saying, is there something I should be doing to make this better? Have I made a false turn? Can I correct that? And things like that. What Lewis is saying is really bringing out here is that this idea of a story can be very helpful, not simply for communicating Christian faith, but by thinking about our own stories. Where have we been? Where have we gone? How can our own stories help us talk about our faith? And maybe have we taken wrong turns? Do we need to rethink and reconnect or stop doing this and start doing that? And it's a very, very powerful way of thinking about the Christian faith, because it involves in effect saying Christianity is far more than a simple creed saying I believe this and this and this and this, as if faith is a kind of checklist. No. For Lewis, faith is about a transformed life. And yes, the creeds give a sense of structure and direction to that life, but the actual life itself has to be lived out and thought out. And what Lewis really is saying is we need to make sure we really live life to the full and not simply tick the boxes of the creed.
Thank you for listening to the C.S. Lewis podcast with me, Ruth Jackson. Many of the topics that we've touched on today are discussed in greater detail on earlier episodes of the programme. Check out our archive of past shows at premierunbelievable.com, where you can also find lots of great articles, videos, and podcasts. Plus, if you register on our website or sign up for our newsletter there, then you will get exclusive access to new content, free resources, and more. That's premierunbelievable.com. What did you think of today's show? Are there any topics or works of C.S. Lewis that you would like us to explore next? We would love to hear from you. Send us an email, unbelievable@premier.org.uk. Connect with us on X, formerly known as Twitter, @premierunbelievablefe, or drop us a direct message on Instagram or Facebook @premierunbelievable. We have also recently launched on TikTok, so if that's your thing, or you know anyone else who might be interested, then you can find us there @premier.unbelievable. Your feedback and thoughts are so important to us, so please get in touch. If you're enjoying the C.S. Lewis podcast, please do consider rating and reviewing it on whatever platform you're listening on, as it helps more people to discover the show. Soon, I will be taking a trip over the pond for the inaugural Undiscovered C.S. Lewis Conference at George Fox University in Oregon. I'm hoping to record lots of exciting content out there, which we will then play on the show. But you will also have the opportunity to virtually stream some of the sessions live if you'd like to. The conference runs from the 5th to the 8th of September, and you can find out more by heading to the George Fox University website and searching C.S. Lewis Conference. I will also stick the link in today's show notes. Thank you for listening, and see you next time.